still need him, don't you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd try to, if he could turn out some real crowds where they just mob me in Baltimore, I'd try to do it.
Brewster called me again this morning. He just thought I'd maybe do something.
Hello?
George Reedy on 2.
President?
Yes, sir.
Should I give him a lead or?
Yeah, I think so. Have they got any news for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think your statement is news. Plenty of it. That should be a front page story. And we got it in early enough, too.
All right.
And I checked over the...
They won't know why you don't come on those walks. They say you're the man who needs walks more than anybody.
Well, tell them that's why I'm chained to a desk, sir.
They say that you used to be in the Army and you hiked then. Why can't you hike now? You want to go swimming with us?
I've got too many things to do this afternoon, sir.
Did you see Constantine Brown? Call him up and get him in Monday.
I've already called him, sir. In fact, I've been calling the SOB for about 3 days, which is what I got mad when I read that one. But there's nothing you can do about it, I guess.
Well, you've just got to have somebody besides you and Willie Day handle it. I wish you hadn't let that girl go on without I knowing it. You all just act without consulting me at all, and I think you're going to have some real sharp, quick people that'll do these things. And somebody answering the calls for you, and I think if you're not able to get back to them, I would see Constantine Brown anytime I could, and I'd see Lagoo Lincoln anytime I could. I like them both, and they've both been real good to me, and I asked them to come to see me.
I got him set up for 5:45 Tuesday, sir.
Well, but you've got a bad column, though.
Right, but...
And we oughtn't to do it. We ought to set that up a week ago when he asked us. And you get in touch with Jack, and where those people are decent, we're going to see them at all. We'll see them. But there's no use in having that. We got a bad one, Roscoe Drummond, because you're sleeping on it. You're going to either have to do that, or we're going to have to get somebody else to do it. Because we just got to see these columnists. He just took off. He takes a Republican handout or a George Reedy handout. And if you don't give him a handout, he's going to take theirs. I found that out watching for years. You did a beautiful job on him, but you better transfer some of this stuff. I think we've got to pick somebody that just like the vice president, that if I died, I'd want to be president. And if you dropped dead, that I'd want to be my press secretary. And I don't believe Rose McKee would be my press secretary if you dropped dead. And I want a backup man, and the ablest one I can get. And I want you to think of the ablest one that you can get. I don't want Joe Lastalick or Rose McKee. I want the ablest person you can get, so if you drop dead, be there. Or if you don't come in, or just to give him a change of pace. See if he can take them on some afternoon when you're not there, like Pierre had Hatcher do, and like and so forth. So you think about it over the weekend and figure out who you think the most competent ones are that might be possible. Some of them get 20, 30,000 a year, and they're not possible, but we need to bring in one. And
well, a top man I don't think we could get.
Well?
If I had all of my druthers and everything in the world, I'd rather have Bill Tice, but I just don't think I can get him.
Well, I don't think so either. And I think that you got to get a younger man, and one that's got a good deal more initiative and imagination and stirring up things more, giving us ideas and things.
For the younger ones,
what do you think about Dan Rather?
I think he's a very able commentator. I don't know whether he has the imagination necessary, but I like him.
What do you think about Mike O'Neill?
I don't think he's heavy enough.
Well, he's a whole hell lot heavier than Rose McKee for that job. He's one of the best reporters that interviews me.
He's a good reporter, yes, very good.
Well, I mean that.
But I'm thinking in terms of a man with some imagination, a man that has some concept of what has to be done. I just don't think so. I think one guy that I think has tremendous potential is John Goldsmith. I think he's a little bit buried now, but...
I don't think those people know our work down here at all. I wouldn't go to the hill for one. I think we got too many people trying to learn it now, and I think it's a mistake if you let that girl go, and I sure think you all ought to tell me that.
I couldn't possibly have kept her, sir.
Well, but you could tell me, and you could tell me before you move Willaday into the job, because I rather doubt you're going to keep up with the 85 phone calls and keep your desk clean and keep that with that kind of an operation. I've seen it many good many years, and I don't believe Walter says you got it because you can take confidential memos. Well, I thought she quit taking dictation from you about 8 years ago when you moved one of the younger ones in.
No, not confidential memos, but she can do confidential things for me. And she does keep up with my phone calls, because she has a personal interest in it.
Yeah. Well, okay, but let me know any before you fill any other vacancies, may I?
Okay, sir. It was just a clerical job, and it was understood at the time that she was leaving.
Well, I never understood it, never heard of it till she'd done left. And I never understood that you're moving Willaday over. Oh, nobody talked to me or Walter. Looked to me like you just decided you'd take the bit by the heels. And I wouldn't do that, because that results in misunderstanding. I want everybody that's employed here, I want to have something to do with it, and I want to know something about it, because they're working for me, and I want to have your agreement on it, but I sure don't want to get people that that I don't think are sharp and that are on this ball and that don't get it taken care of before they close for the day. I don't want to carry over any 80 phone calls. I don't want to call them saying they tried 5 days, can't get through to me, and stuff like that. I'm putting Bill back here now to talk to the departments and get the speeches, put them in draft, and I'm putting Jack up here to watch these appointments and get speeches to me and watch me, and you just get the stuff to him right quick, and I'll try to get an answer every day.
Okay, sir. I just sent you back 2 memos. I think you ought to see one about a call they had from Hubert Humphrey.
Yeah, what's that?
He says that this unshirted hell story got leaked out of the White House.
It did not get any leaked out of the White House because nobody knew it but me. And I didn't say unshirted hell. It came out of him, and he's denying it himself.
No, I don't see how it could have gotten
leaked. Did anybody know it?
Not that I know. I didn't.
Did you know it? Did
any
of you all know I called out? He said it leaked out of the White House. He didn't do such a damn thing.
He said he was told by a press friend that apparently someone was in the room when you were talking to him. But that's the way the leak came out.
Well, it's not in such truth. And what else?
The other one is Sylvie Williams called me and suggested that possibly we should announce his trip to Africa as an offset to the Harriman thing. And I told him I would take it up.
I don't have an objection to it. I'd say that.
I don't see any reason why not. I don't feel that about it one way or the other.
No, I'd do it.
Okay, I'll...
I'd check it the state, see if Russ thinks it's all right.
Right.
And Bundy, I'd check with Bundy and Russ. Okay.
Okay, sir.